Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for calling us out of darkness and out of the kingdoms of this world into your kingdom, into the reality of the eternal kingdom that's going to take over the whole world. So thank you. And we've been called back because we are your children, always were, always were meant to be. And we've been called back to represent the King and the Kingdom. Thank you, Father God. We appreciate that. And we appreciate you calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light so we can be born again and in fellowship and obedient, representing the eternal kingdom, eternal realities. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Psalm 146 from verse 8. And 9, the Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow, but he frustrates the ways of the wicked.
Hallelujah. The stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. And he's marvelous in our eyes. And because Jesus is marvelous in our eyes, that's got us born again, that got us spirit filled, and that keeps us spirit filled and spirit led. And that's who we represent. We've seen in the world, we've got Satan, the devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. And then we got the kings of this world, they're the super rich Satanists that control. All the media control this world is their playground. And when you just caught up in the media, you caught up on the side of Israel, or you caught up on the side of Hamas, or you caught up with the side of Russia, you caught up with the side of the Ukraine, and then there is so many other wars going on. And this is all moved and empowered by the money and the deception and the lies and the causing division. Jesus has broken down every wall of division in himself, so making peace and made available the Spirit of God and the kingdom reality, so we can come in and we can come out of this world into the kingdom and represent the kingdom. And that's where we are. Psalm 2 tells you where's the wars come from. Where's the vanity comes from? Everything antichrist comes from the kings of this world. And that's what we need to know. And we need to know as well that this kingdom we're representing is an eternal kingdom. We speak together with the Father, the Son, in the leading of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we've got. We've got to know our boundaries. And here in this beautiful word we see Jesus came to set the prisoners free. That's bring mankind back to their original identity, to their original family, to kingdom principles, because kingdom realities is what's going to change this world. Not this deception, not this choosing sides, not this warmongering. So we need to know who we stand for, and we need to stay standing in that. Because, yeah, that is the big reality. And so here we can see Jesus and his kingdom and us as the brothers and sisters that's come back. Jesus is not ashamed to call us brothers and sisters. That's what we've got to represent. And so we see he stands against the wicked. This wicked is going to fall away. And this wicked tonight there has got a place in the media. It's got a place in the schools, in the doctors, and in mankind. They're all over. And we've got to understand as children of God, also all over. We should be also all over in politics, in the media. We should be declaring the word of restoration. Amen. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, and we need to come back to him. Otherwise, we're just playing their game. This world, they play us with these whole things and that, setting up all these things. You know, if the super rich was not involved with this captivity here in Israel, that wouldn't have happened. But we could see their tentacles have been there, and that they're getting the people, opening the door for Hamas to come in. And these people support Hamas, they support Israel, they support movements all across the world. Why? Because they fuel war, they fuel division. Amen. Our God has broken down every wall of hostility, and we've all got to have to come through the door, which is Jesus Christ. And this is the reality. And so we need to be praying kingdom realities, standing for kingdom realities. And then here's also the taking in the stranger. And we see Jesus, he cared. He came to bring people back to themselves. He cared for the widows. He cared for the strangers. We got things in the media, you know, these people where there's this war and all this hostility that gets stirred up by the Satanists, Satan and his Satanist partners are in a broken way, and they come into the lands, and then we've got people saying, and they're going to take over the land. Is that what the word says? The word says that his kingdom will become the kingdom of this world. The word says in that there, that's the reality. And the word says we got to share the gospel. And then with these satanic lies being poured out and even believers believing them, we don't reach them with the gospel. I'm sending a beautiful video of one of these foreigners that and representing so many of these people that's been, their homes have been destroyed, their lives have been destroyed. And they're open for the gospel. But then when we don't come and we don't bring them the gospel, then you're going to get the terrorist organizations taking hold of them. If we don't stand for what is really true, and we don't, if you don't stand for that, you leave them to fall for all the other lies. And we also will fall because we are not standing for the right things. We've got to stand for the king and his kingdom, just as he done on his earthly walk. And then he tells us, in the day of judgment, you'll have the sheep and the goats, and he will say to the sheep and that, I was hungry and you fed me. I needed a place to, I was a stranger. These foreigners, these people from other nations that get dispersed all over the world are strangers. And we need to bring them into the family by sharing the gospel with them and loving them. Yeah, and so there's a video I'm going to be sending you now, and you can just see the beauty, the love, the understanding of a brother that was in total darkness, but this marvelous light has come. Guys, get back to the truth, stay with the truth, and stand for the truth, and so that the kingdom of God can come on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Amen.